Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 12 to 15. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 12 to 15. Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me, and I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things. Amen. Today is a shorter passage, and it's really continuing from yesterday's passage. There's a key word in the beginning of our passage today, which is therefore. And therefore typically refers to the most immediate passage right before this. And so I want to give a quick recap of what we talked about the past 2 days. You know, Peter started this letter by reminding believers in the churches across foreign nations that they share in God's divine nature through faith in Jesus Christ. And because of this divine nature, Peter exhorted believers then, and even us today, to make every effort to supplement our faith with certain qualities, such as virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. And Peter says that even though they know this, even though they know them and are established in the truth that they have, which we read in verse 12, as long as he's alive, as long as he's breathing, Peter wants to stir up believers to keep growing in these qualities. Remember, Peter said in verses 8 to 11 that by doing so, it keeps them from being ineffective and fruitful, and we will have a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to stir them up, remind them daily, so that they don't forget. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm getting to a point where I forget things so easily. I need to write things down on my phone, on my notes app. I got to write things down on my post-its, on my, just anywhere possible. It's because I am so forgetful. And I think the reality is that all of us, to some degree, are a forgetful people. We forget so easily of who God is. We forget so easily that we have been saved by grace through faith, not by our own works, so that no one may boast. We're so forgetful that it is through Jesus that we have a new identity, a new life, that we are now children of God. We are a new creation, not because of what we've done, but because of who Jesus is and what he's done on the cross for us. And so Peter is constantly trying to remind them of these qualities, to remind them that they need to supplement their faith with these things so that they can be effective and fruitful for the kingdom of God and for the glory of Jesus Christ. Verse 15 says that he wants to make sure that even after he departs, even after his body is put off, it's kind of a weird way of putting it, but it's essentially saying that even after he dies, even after he breathes his last breath in this life, that they will recall, he wants them to recall these things at any time, he wants them to recall what he has been teaching them. And that means that in all circumstances, in all situations, the good and the bad, during COVID and after COVID, when your friends and family are healthy, and when you receive news that they're in pain or sick, when everything seems to be going well with your job, your studies, your relationships, or when something goes wrong in those areas, at any time, recall these qualities. Remember Peter's teachings. At any time, Peter wants us to recall these qualities so that we can make every effort to supplement our faith with these things, with virtue, with knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. And so this is the first exhortation that I want to give to you, and I want to encourage you to wrestle with today. Remember these qualities and grow in them continuously. Remember these qualities. What would it look like? I asked this question yesterday, but what would it look like for you to supplement your faith with virtue, with knowledge, the knowledge of God, with self-control, with steadfastness, with godliness, with brotherly affection and love? Grow in these qualities continuously. So that's the first exhortation I want to give to you. The second exhortation is for us to be like Peter. You know, how can we grow to be like Peter in encouraging and exhorting one another, encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ to continue to grow in these qualities? Are there any family group members and friends that you want to encourage today? Maybe take some time to ask the Holy Spirit, God, who can I encourage today to supplement their faith with these qualities? And, you know, as the Holy Spirit is putting some people on your minds and in your hearts, let's really pray for a spirit of boldness and a spirit of love and grace that we can actually obey and be like Peter to our brothers and sisters. So that at any point, at any time, all of us can remember and recall these qualities. Those are two exhortations I want to give to you today. Remember these qualities, and let's be like Peter to exhort and encourage others to remember these qualities as well. Let's pray and let's process and reflect on this passage together. Father, we just thank you once again for your word. God, that your word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. We just pray, God, that you would continue to stir within us, God, a desire to live in such a way that reflects Christ. Help us, God, to remember these qualities. Help us, Lord, to not just know them and to not just be established in the truth that we have, but to continue to grow in these qualities. God, we want to remember and recall these things at any time, in both the good and the bad. And so, Lord, I pray for our church. I pray for our brothers and sisters. I pray for anyone listening here right now. God, that you would continue to mature us and grow us in these qualities. And I thank you, God, for the example of Peter. Thank you, God, for his passion and his fervor and his urgency to remind believers who are scattered across different nations, different cities, to recall these qualities at all times. And so, Lord, we pray that we would be more like Peter. If there's anyone in our lives, in our family groups, in Symphony Church that you would like for us to encourage and to exhort, God, we pray that you would help us to do that today. Lord, we thank you once again. We love you, and we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Have a great day. Hope to see you guys tomorrow as we continue on in 2 Peter.